Hi, welcome to Project Geospatial. I'm Adam Simmons at the GEOINT 2022 Symposium here in Denver, Colorado. This round, we have the pleasure of speaking to Magadia Consulting, Inc. Is that correct?
Yes.
Awesome. We're going to get a rundown of who the company is. But before we do, let's get some insights of who each one of you are. Let's start with you.
Great. Hi, I'm Deborah Wickert. I am a project manager for Magadia Consulting, Inc. I've been with the company since 2014. It's a very small, economically disadvantaged woman-owned business, and I handle project management for software development and things to that nature.
Awesome.
Good. Hi, I'm Leroy Burney. I'm a retired Air Force Signator. I retired out of the Fort Meade, Maryland area. I joined Magadia in November of 2021. And at Magadia, I'm responsible for business development, so I'm in there to hopefully grow the revenue, expand our services to other agencies in the IC community.
That's great.
Yeah. I'm Mark David Jones, and my background is we actually started partnering with Magadia a number of years ago. Mm-hmm. And working with NGA. My first time here at GEOINT 2022, not my last, and my role is essentially looking at overseeing or leading cultural transformation efforts connected to technology.
Excellent. So once again, before we dive into the company specifically here, I want each of you to tell me how you got involved with the geospatial industry.
My start with geospatial, particularly with NGA, was working with Magadia on a project that popped up about 7 years ago, and they were looking at the user experience. And Magadia's technical background, along with their small business status, it was a great fit, and it really worked out well for that particular project.
Excellent. Leroy?
Well, as I mentioned during our introduction, that I'm a signator by trade. And being a signator, as you know, that the intelligence community is a small community. And in that small community, we have our e-linters, we have our signators, we have also our geo-inners. You're talking about the geospatial age. And so in that capacity, I've had an opportunity to work with NGA indirectly as what we do as analysts.
Someone's got to put those signals on the map, huh?
Someone has to put the signals on the map.
Exactly.
Yes.
I actually probably have the most geospatial experience. My very first job out of college, I was hired to support NGA as a geospatial analyst. I worked on-site at NCW for NGA, moved back east. Also, our cartographer made TLMs and jogs and that sort of thing, and then went on to do mostly GIS analysis and quality control, a multitude of products for NGA for about 15 years.
Excellent, and that's a wonderful segue for yourself. Let's talk a little bit more about your company.
Okay.
So let's dive into what kinds of consulting does the company do? What do you specialize in?
So we mostly specialize in IT work, software development, transitioning applications to the cloud, that kind of thing. And so how we got involved in more of the geospatial world was through several projects with NGA, and more in, along the lines of their career services in HD and their kind of leadership development and that sort of, and so it wasn't really so much geospatial, but that connection to NGA, understanding their culture, how they work. We were bringing our expertise to kind of help them kind of figure out where they are to where they want to be in the future as an agency.
Now, what we're kind of hinted at here throughout the introductions is each one of you have a unique expertise within the industry that allows you to provide insights to your customers, which actually means that each one of you have unique thought leadership on the observations you've observed here at the conference, correct?
Yes.
So
yes.
Let's talk about that for a minute. You know what? I'll go back to you as a starting point again. What kinds of technologies have you observed that are exciting to you today at GEOINT?
Oh, gosh.
I know, broad question, broad question, but yeah, I'm going to put you on the spot for it. What's your favorite so far?
Well, I would say we've taken a part in a lot of the discussions, the main stage discussions from Director Sharp and Dr. Dixon, and kind of that broad spectrum of how they want to open the aperture of who they're including in their workforce, where they're going as an agency. And it got me really excited about how our skill set could really help them get there. Mm-hmm. My background as a geospatial analyst kind of helps me understand from a boots on the ground perspective where they're coming from, where they want to go. And so I've been really excited to see not just the technology standpoint, but the opportunities for such a small company. My former career, I was part of much larger companies. It was a lot easier to get involved with these bigger agencies. As a small company, you don't really have that opportunity too often to make those connections. And a conference like this, you get a chance to see everyone face to face and really make those connections, those partnerships, get involved and really highlight and showcase your skills.
Excellent. How about yourself?
Well, being an old guy in the IC community and having attended many of these events, not necessarily with GEOINT, but with other IC agencies, one of the biggest things that captured me, not more so of what we're doing intellectually or intelligence-wise, but I like what General Clark said earlier on when he was talking about being able to not classify everything as classified. And I think with that type of mentality, we as an industry, as an intelligence community, can truly expand where we are, where we are going, by introducing the private citizen, the private world, into our world, whereby they're bringing a lot of technology, they're bringing a lot of out-of-the-box thinking. Mm-hmm. And we can truly embrace that without worrying about whether or not it's going to divulge any classified data. And so I think when he spoke of that, that truly really raised my interest and excited me to see us making a shift. Because we've for so long have found that even going to the restroom was classified. Mm-hmm. And we know that it really isn't. So it's good to see that we are now thinking outside of the box, and we're realizing that there's a lot of high energy, high thought-provoking individuals out there who are on the outside looking in that have technology that can help us reach our goals in the intelligence community.
And there's certainly a lot of catalysts to help that in the last couple of years, not just the COVID culture, but
yes.
Also you have the new St. Louis West facility being built where a good partition of it is
yes.
going to be committed to unclassified work. And then just the massive shift in how much commercial is just doing it anyway for the sake of just the general consumer.
Yes.
And now the government's trying to catch up.
That's correct.
Right? So,
correct.
Insights from yourself, sir?
Well, as you know, my first 26 years at Disney I was in a corporate area, and then started working with a lot of private sector, Fortune 500 companies, things like that, but then, you know, got into agencies as well. The interesting thing that I found from this conference is, number one, is there is an increasing agreement that there has to be partnerships with academia, with private sector, you know, Moonshot out in KC, as you just mentioned, you know, some of those things that are going on out there are really exciting. And every one of the keynote speakers here reinforced two things. Number one is that the technology is always going to be critically important, but the way we, you know, why we're doing technology is for the people. And we can't implement the technology unless we get the people on board.
Machines aren't for machines. They inform us, right?
Exactly. They're, yes. they're tools. And again, important tools. And it's critical, you know, and as things are leaps and bounds improving as far as the technology is concerned, the people side are, you know, it's just there's an emphasis that we need to bring that more into focus, whether it's who we're bringing on as far as DEI considerations for who's going to be involved in analyzing and sourcing that data. It's also about how we're working together with the silos, either internally in agencies or between the academia, the private sector, and so there's a lot of the people side that to me is, that's exciting. And then to what was earlier said about the small business emphasis, I was really surprised at how embracing the agency is as far as looking for solutions from the small business community.
Yes, yes.
Excellent. So from observing GON upstairs, I'm assuming all of you had a good walk around the exhibit hall quite a bit, right?
Yes.
In terms of trends that you've seen, you've observed, what is changing in your opinion towards the good, and what is changing towards a shift in probably developing obstacles that were previously unknown that you've that we're starting to see in the community too?
I think they touched on it a little bit about the, I'm excited about OSINT and the open source and just that, you know, declassifying things and really that access to cutting edge technology from industry and how embracing they are with incorporating that. That was a big hurdle back in my day when I started, and it really hindered our progress and slowed everything down. So opening that up was a huge trend in the right direction to me.
Excellent. We're gonna jump around a little bit this time.
Sure.
One improvement I think would be someone selling comfortable shoes. It is a huge venue.
Oh boy!
And, wow. But
don't wear dress shoes in this thing. You look
that's
at this.
Right.
I learned a long time ago. You just got to walk
or
around in a good pair.
Foot massage station would be knock it out of the park. But seriously, the real interest to me is I'm not a tech guy, but I am walking through a candy store and I find myself uninitiated jaw dropping at all of the different tech options. To me, again, from the people side of things, the big challenge is going to be, you know, how can we get this wide variety of tech to talk to each other? How are we going to align and unify people in regards to utilizing and accessing all this wide variety of technology? But again, it sounds like that's on the radar of some of the senior, very senior people that were speaking as keynotes, and they're all talking about, you know, the hot thing is how can we work more effectively together to capitalize on the ever increasing and rapidly increasing tech.
It's definitely a big hurdle. The integration into the workflows is causing cultural shifts that they're struggling with these days, so definitely, and they have to address that too.
Yep.
Back to you, sir.
Well, Tanya, first of all, I want to say that GON 22, I believe personally, is a huge success. We've been away for some time before we've been able to engage personally with these type of symposiums. And I tell you, my last symposium, I believe, was back in 2017 or 18, and I must say that this one here by far is one of the best one I've ever attended.
Why?
And being someone whom is in the IC community, when you look at the way they have this thing all organized and all the breakout rooms, but I think most importantly, when we hear all of the leaders talking about where we are going in the IC community, it seems as if they were singing off the same page. So that gives me some confidence that we're gonna actually achieve something this time. It feels that all we're trying to achieve the same objective. As a colleague, Deb, mentioned, having open source intelligence, having to invite more things, and I feel that they are embracing that. So when I think about this event, I think about how well they had organized those leaders coming together, educating us, the community, on where they're looking to go in the future and what their goals are and how they are going to employ our ideas to get there.
Excellent. So to take it full circle back to your company here, how do you relay this, these thoughts, these observations, these trends back to your customers?
I would say that, we've talked about how the idea is to include more of academia and industry and kind of break down those typically bureaucratic barriers within government agencies. And I think that's where Magadia would come in Very, very well. We have the expertise to lead these agencies through that kind of cultural change and really help the employees engage in that new understanding, that new philosophy, kind of help companies, help the agency go from where it is now to that, to help fulfill that vision.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Yes. So, well, in wrapping up, we're out of time, unfortunately. How do people get a hold of you to learn more about your company and what you can do for them?
I would say our website would be the first place to go.
Go for it.
So, www.magadia.com.
Perfect. And awesome. Well, I want to thank all of you for giving us insights to Magadia Consulting, Inc., right? Mm-hmm. And we hope to see you next year at GM1, too. I think this is an amazing conference. It always is.
Yes.
And always like to see new faces, too.
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you so
much. Thank you very
much.
Absolutely. Appreciate you.
I'm Adam Simmons of Project Geospatial. We'll talk to everybody next time.